Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Chof Aleph. We are in the middle of Sif Yudalad, the last line of page 298. The Mechaber said in the beginning of Sif Yudalad, Ein the Goblin Kemach Koli Harbe. We said you are not allowed to knead a large amount of roasted grains, shema yavo lolosh kemach she'enu kali, as a gzeira, you might come to need grains that were not roasted, umutr lugabel es akali ma'at ma'at, but you were allowed to need the roasted grains if you do a little bit at a time. That was considered a shinui, and that was mutter. The Mechaber picks up now in the last few words on page 298 and writes, Aval tfua shelo hivia shlish, but when it comes to grains that did not yet grow to a third of their size, shekolu osa, that you roasted them, the achakach tochanu osa tchinagasa, and then you ground them up into a coarse grinding, large pieces, sharehi kechol, that's like sand, vihi anikre shatisa, and that is called shatisa. So mutter legabel mimena b'chometz v'kayotzebo harbe v'basachas. There you are allowed to mix it together with vinegar or similar liquids a lot at one time. V'hu sheyih arach, as long as the mixture that you make is a loose batter. Aval kosha, but a harder batter, a thicker batter. Aser mipnei shenira kolosh, that's forbidden because it appears like lush. And then the Rama adds on two words, v'afilu berach, and even if it is a loose batter, the Mechaber says, tzarech l'shanos, you still need to make a shinui. Ketzad, what is a shinui? Nosein es ha-shatisa v'yachar kach, nosein es ha-chometz, you switch around the order, you first place the shatisa in the kli, and then you place the vinegar on top of it. So let's pick up in the Mishabura now in Sivkata Nunhei. Going on that which the Mechaber told us, that when it comes to tfua shalohi via shlish, so then if it was roasted, and then you ground it up at the chinagasa, so it's more lenient, says the Mishabura Nunhei, Ratzalomar means to say, de lo shayach lemigzer. In this case, if it's a tchinagasa, there's no makon to make a gzeira. The lolesi lemichlaf belishas kemach she'enu kali. Here we have no reason to make a gzeira. We're not worried that you're going to confuse it and start making a mixture with flour that was not roasted. Because since it is a tchinagasa, it does not look similar. De'enu bechlal kemach. It's not even in the category of flour. Lefikach yitiru bazeh biraka afilu harbe. Therefore, they were makel, and they allowed you to knead it over here, a loose batter, even if you use a lot of it. The Mishabura says Vaiter and Sivkata Nunvav, on that which the Mechaber said of Al Kosha Osir Ibnei Shanira Kalosh, but to make a thicker batter it is forbidden because it looks like Losh. But Salomer Harbe, it means to make a thick batter and a lot of it, that's when it's going to be Osir. Aval Ma'at Ma'at Mutter, but if you only do a little bit at a time, as we discussed last time, that's considered a very big Shinui, and that matters it. Ukumo Le'el B'Kemah Kali, like we saw earlier, with the roasted grains that was made into flour. Sipkata Nun Zayin. The Mechaber ended off the sif and said that even if it is a loose batter, you have to make a shinui. And the shinui was that you first place in the shatisa, and then you place the chometz on top of it. Says the Mishabura, Ayin b'tasha kasav. Look in the Taz who writes, the osur la'orev b'shabbos shel Pesach. You're not allowed to mix together on Shabbos that falls on Pesach. Kemach sha'usin mitchinas matza afuya. A flour that is made from ground up baked matzah, otherwise known as matzah meal. Litnam biyayin oba meidvash, to place it into wine or meidvash. After dami l'shatisa shutchinagasa, even though it's similar to what we're discussing in our sif over here of shatisa, which is a coarse grinding. Vishom mutter baraka, and here in the Mechaber we said if it's a loose batter, it is permissible. Hainu ayidei shinui, that's only because, as the Mechaber ended off, it's because you have the shinui, you switched around the order. Aval bekemach zeh, but with this matzah meal, ein yadua manosein tchila b'chol, it's not known how you normally make this mixture of the matzah meal and the wine during the week, kedei leida mahu ashinui, to know what the shinui is. So although it's similar to the shatisa, but the shatisa we know the normal way, so you switch around the order, that's a shinui. By the matzah meal that you're mixing with this liquid, we don't know the normal way, so we don't know what to do as a shinui. Alkein, therefore, aser im osaharbe. Therefore, if you're doing a lot of it, it is going to be forbidden. Of course, if you're doing a small amount, that itself is enough of a shinui. Ubel Yerabba, Kosad El Yerabba writes, Dim ein yadua, if it is not known which is the normal way to know which is a shinui, yasa shinui de mefarish begemara, you should do the shinui that is mentioned in the Gemara. And that is, sheyitin hamachal tchila, you should place the food first, v'achagach hamashke, and then you place the liquid afterwards. V'chein b'chok Yaakov b'simen tof ayin gimel metzadid l'hokobaza, and the Chok Yaakov as well, leans to be lenient in this case as well. V'tov lahachmir shalo la'arev b'kaf, and it's good to be machmir not to mix it together with a spoon. Rak minaneya ha'kli achi is arev. Rather, you should shake around the kli with the solid and the liquid together until it mixes up together. If you look at note number 92, he writes, Hainu shemulvad ha'shinui b'nesinas hamashkim. Besides the shinui in changing the order of putting in the liquids, Yasa shinui gam begibul atzmo. You should make a shinui in the actual mixing by shaking up the kli instead of using a spoon. V'chein kosav lahalon, and so to the Mishibur writes later on. Omnom, HaChazonish, however, the Chazonish writes, Shemasho begemora shebelila rako, that when it comes to a loose batter, dai b'shinui shenosin hakema tchila, it's enough to make a shinui that you switch around the order. V'ein tzarech shinui begibul, and you do not require the additional shinui of the way that you mix it. The afshat chumas hadeshin kosav she'atzarech shinui gam begibul, and even though the chumas hadeshin does say that you need the extra shinui in the actual mixing, kvar cholok olav hadrisha, the drisha already argues on the chumas hadeshin. So that is a machlokos over here between the mishabura and the chazadish, if you need this extra shinui in the shaking up of the kli and the actual mixing above and beyond the shinui of switching the order of how you place the solid and the liquid. Back to the mishabura, the chol zeim osa harbe. Again, this whole discussion is only if you are making a lot. Avalim osa ma'at ma'at mutter. But if you're only making a little bit at a time, it is mutter. Afilu ba'ova, even a thick batter. Ubli shinui l'deyazu. And even if you're not using a shinui, according to this opinion, and the Shaar Tzion writes in Samachay, Deinim atchina gaso daka, whether if the grinding was done in a coarse way or a fine way, de lo chamira mikemach kali, it's no different than the beginning of the sieve by the kemach kali. De mutter afilu ba'avim osemat, that was mutter, even if you made it thick, if you did a little bit at a time, because that was considered a major shinui. The rak ladas hayesh omrim lakamam besif tesayim, only according to the yesh omrim that we'll see later in sif tesayim, gam bekemach kali aser, even with kemach kali it's aser. And that which that's the Mishabura here says as well, the lahayesh omrim lakamam besif tesayim, but according to the yesh omrim, later on in Sif Tezayin, that Paskins like Rebbe, that just making the combination and the putting together of the salad and the liquid itself is the Isra of Lash, Aser Ba'ava B'chol Gavni, then mixing it together in a thick way is Aser in all cases, just by putting the liquid onto the salad. Kosova Magen Avram. The Magen Avram writes, nearly it appears to me, the Aser Lahashtin Al Tit Mishum Gibul. It is Aser for a person to go Meirag Layim on top of Tit, on top of clay, because of the Isra of Gibul. The Kavanoso, his intention is, Afilu l'rov ha-poskim desfirhu, even according to the majority of poskim who hold, the bedover shehu bar Gibul, something that is normally mixed together and kneaded together, einu chayv ha-chei gabel, that you're not chayv until you actually mix the two together. Mikomokom isura mi'ika. However, just placing the liquid, which here is the Meirag Layim, onto the tit, which is the salad, there is an Issa Derabbanan. So even though there's no Issa Derais until you mix it, but even according to them, there is an Issa Derabbanan by just placing the liquid on the salad. V'hu adin ba'afar tichuach u'b'chol, the same thing would be true if a person goes Meirag Layim onto loose dirt or onto sand. V'after hu ein mechavin l'lisha. And even though that's certainly not the person's intention who's going to the Beis HaKiseh Meirag Layim on top of the pieces of sand or the loose dirt, that's certainly not his intention. Mikom bokom psik reishu, still, it is a psik reishu that the salad and the liquid are going to join together. Continues the Mishaburu, o kli sherokik bo, a vessel that a person spits into, o rochets bo piv b'shabes, so he rinses out his mouth using that kli and he spits out the water into that kli. V'tachtov yesh chol hadak ogas, and in the bottom of the kli there is some sand that's either very fine or very coarse. Yesh la'ayinim hu asur or mutter, there is what to analyze if that's going to be asur or mutter. De'ulai havei psikresha delonichalei, because maybe that is considered a psikresha delonichalei, since you're just trying to get rid of the liquid that's in your mouth, you're spitting it out, you don't care that it's joining together with a little bit of sand on the bottom of the kli. So maybe that's a psikresh lo nichalei, even though normally we pass in a psikresh lo nichalei is aser, But there are circumstances in which it will be mutter, as we'll see shortly. And I found in the Sefer Beis Meir that he allows it for this reason, that it's a segregation lo nichle, the makom atzarach, in a time of need, afilu lahashin al tit, even in the case before of going meir glayim on the tit, that's going to be mutter according to him. And the Shaar Tzion explains in Samuches, the hu segregation de lo nichle the isad rabbanim. Because not only is a psikresha lo nichle, which normally we say is asim ed rabbanim, but since it's only a psikresha on an isad rabbanim, it's going to be mutter. Although the Chofetz Chaim does see in other places that a psikresha lo nichle by an isad rabbanim is still not mutter, over here, for kavod abrios reasons that a person should be able to go meir aglayim, so he's lenient by a psikresha lo nichle by an isad rabbanim. Continues the Mishabura, and he writes, v'nira, and it appears, diyesh lismoch alzeh b'mokom shatut eno shalo. One can be lenient and rely on this shita, that in this case the psikreishah lo nichle is mutter, if the clay that he's going to meir aglayim on does not belong to him. The oz bevadai lo nichle b'lishasa, then certainly he does not care of the kneading together of the meir aglayim with the tit that is below, even if it makes it in some kind of mortar, he doesn't care about it because it is not his. Kosav ha-chay adam, the chay adam writes, kishemechasa meir aglayim b'chol v'efer, if a person has meir aglayim that is sitting on the floor, and he wants to cover it up with sand or dirt. If you place only a little bit of the chol or efer on top of it, it's going to bond together with the meraglayim. Vahave kamo lisha, and it's going to be a problem of lisha. And the Shaar Tzion writes in Ayin Venira de Bazelo Shab Sekreishal Onichle. Here we can't say it's okay because of Sekreishal Onichle. The Be'emes Nichalei, because here he actually wants it. She Yibola HaMeir Aglayim B'socha Efer V'chol. He wants the Meir Aglayim to get absorbed, in this case, in the dirt or the sand, Kedesh Lo Yaminka, so it shouldn't be recognizable. So we lost our heter that we had before of Psikresha Delo Nichalei and Isad Rabbanim, because here the Psikresha is Nichalei, because he wants to get rid of the Meir Aglayim. So therefore the Mishabura brings, again from the Chai Odom, Kishemechase Meir Aglayim B'chol V'Efer, Ukeshayite Ma'at Yem Misarev, and just the placing of the water on the salad is already an isra according to many poskim. So one should make sure that he puts a lot of efer v'chol on at one time. Then it will not be recognizable the lisha, only if you put a little bit of sand in the meir aglayim, so then it's recognizable that the lisha is happening. But if you put a lot of sand on it, a lot of dirt on it, at one time from the beginning, then the lisha would not be recognizable. And then the Chai Odom says it will be mutter. We will stop here and continue mitzvah Hashem next time with Siv Tezvav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.